Roots pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Darryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, on a gorgeous Saturday evening, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds and the Carolina Mudcats are set to tango for the fifth time here this week in their six-game series. Shorebirds and Mudcats have split the first two games evenly thus far. Mudcats taking the first two and the Shorebirds rallying to take the last two in some pretty dramatic performances. Last night, Shorebirds playing as the fan favorite Delmarva Scrapple were sizzling on the mounds. Shorebirds pitched their second shutout of the season, a one-hit shutout. Juan de los Santos and Yaki Rivera combining on an absolutely stellar outing. They allowed just three base runners total, one walk, one hit, and one error. Rivera went the final five innings perfect. Didn't allow a base runner. He struck out six over a career high. Five innings, De Los Santos, four shutout innings. He allowed a hit and a walk, and that was it. Shorebirds offense, Isaac De Leon, a couple more doubles as he continues to be scorching hot here over the past couple of weeks. Elio Prado, an RBI single as well. On a night where your pitching staff allows just one hit, not much need for more than one run. So the Shorebirds with the victory, their second win in a row. They are now 36-69 on the season, 15-25 here in the second half. Mudcats, they fell to 54-52, now 20-20 in the second half, tied for second in the Carolina League Northern Division, with the Down East Wood Ducks and an even 500 here in the second half, 5.5 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, currently occupying first place. Shorebirds will try to make it three wins in a row here against the Mudcats and reclaim both the series lead and the season series lead. The series itself is tied at two games apiece. The overall season series is also tied at 5-5. Shorebirds are sending Harold Arias to the mound to make his second start of the season with Delmarva. He made the emergency outing last Sunday as Connor Grady had his start pushed back. Arias called up from the FCL, and he was perfectly serviceable last week against Augusta. Four innings, four runs, eight hits. Avoided any real major damage, was able to soak up a couple of innings and save a Shorebirds bullpen that to that point had been really beleaguered last week. Mudcats throw probably one of their better, if not their best arm. That's Alexander Corneal. Overall in the season, his numbers solid, 7-7 with a 3.47 ERA, and he has just been very consistent over the course of the season, going 5-6 innings at a time and finding his way to quality start after quality start. Corneal already, Arias already as well, so it should be a relatively solid pitching matchup here tonight, as the past couple of games it's been pitching that's ruled the day. Let's get you the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Carolina Mudcats, Henry Mendez leads it off. He's out in right field. Robert Moore is the second baseman. He bats second. Eric Brown Jr. is the shortstop. He bats third. Luis Castillo, the left fielder, bats fourth. Jay Savina is out in center field. He'll bat fifth. Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman, bats sixth. Edbert Perez, the DH, bats seventh. Yadier Arenamo, the third baseman, bats eighth. And Jose Cibrian does the catching, rounding things out for Alexander Corneal on the bump for the Mudcats. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Shorebirds. Luis Valdez leads it off. He's over at second base. And Albert Romero, the third baseman, bats second. Reed Trimble, the center fielder, hits third. Isaac De Leon is the first baseman, batting fourth. Frederick Bencosme plays shortstop. Elio Prado in left field bats behind him in the sixth spot and plays left. Creed Willems does the catching tonight. He'll bat seventh. Steven Acevedo hitting eighth. He'll play right field. Roberto Martinez, the DH, rounds things out, batting ninth, with Harold Arias on the hill for Delmarva. Because it's already going on, we'll get you a quick update from down in St. Petersburg, the Orioles on the road at Tampa Bay. Big news today was D.L. Hall, Orioles, one of the Orioles' top prospect, 2018 Delmarva Shorebird, made his Major League debut. didn't go great. Could have gone worse, but certainly could have gone better. Right now, the Orioles trail the Rays 6-2 in the top of the eighth with a man at second and one out. And Robinson Chirinos currently at the plate. So maybe some late light for the Orioles trying to maintain the hold on the third wild card spot in the American League. Crazy to say that at this point in August, Orioles hold a playoff spot. Half game up on the Tampa Bay Rays, so obviously need to win here today in order to maintain that grip on the third wild card spot. The Shorebirds themselves, as far as playoff hunt goes, not exactly done. They have basically one more bullet left in the chamber as far as making a run here in the second half, and that's the series they have with Fredericksburg the second to last week of the season. I imagine Delmarva will go into that series somewhere between 12.5 and 7.5 games back. So if Delmarva can go into Fredericksburg and sweep that series, maybe you're talking about a very late playoff push. But otherwise, Shorebirds right now just playing out the string, trying to get some good player development in here towards the tail end of August. Shorebirds here tonight, vying for win number 37 on the season. Last time that they won three games in a row was actually just 2 weeks ago in Lynchburg when they took 5 out of 6 off of the Hillcats. Last time the Shorebirds won three in a row at home, that was against the Salem Red Sox. Shorebirds had swept a doubleheader against Salem on the final day of that series, a 2-1 win and a 1-0 shutout win. That was their only other shutout this season. And that was the last time that Delmarva won three games here at home. And it's wild that Birds are potentially looking at a three-game winning streak here after their loss on Wednesday to Carolina marked their 11th straight home loss. That is a season high for Delmarva. Thankfully, that's now over. That was certainly kind of rock bottom here over the course of the season. Felt like everything had just coalesced into that moment. 8 straight losses to open up a homestand in no way, shape, or form exactly fun. So the fact that the Shorebirds have rebounded and have a chance to A, maybe get a series win, and B, close out this homestand on a high note given where they were just a week ago right now, it's a pretty stark contrast. Shorebirds about to take the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. It is a gorgeous Saturday night. Shorebirds and Mudcats ready to tango for the fifth time this week. And the Shorebirds sending Harold Arias out to the mound to try to pitch them to a series lead. Right now, the series tied at two games apiece after the Shorebirds one hit the Mudcats last night in a 2-0 victory. So Arias will try to continue the good pitching of late. He is the mound for the Shorebirds, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Elio Prado in left field, Reed Trimble in center, Steven Acevedo's in right. Norbert Romero plays third base, Frederick Bencozme at short. Luis Valdez is over at second, Isaac De Leon over at first, and Creed Willems does the catching. Arias on the hill making his second start of the season with Delmarva last Sunday. Against Augusta, that was a very good Augusta offensive attack. Arias allowed four runs on eight hits, two walks, two strikeouts in his single-A debut. This year down in the Florida Complex League, he was 1-3 with a 5.05 ERA over 41 innings. Struck out 31 and walked 19. He's 19 years old out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent with Baltimore back in 2019. Leading off for the Mudcats is Henry Mendez back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. Mendez, left-handed batter, open stance. Arias, middle of the rubber, the righty into his line in the first pitch of the game. It is a fastball at the knees, right on time at 7:05 here for strike one. Like we said, a gorgeous day for baseball. Right now, mid-70s, slight breeze. Right to left across the field, the 0-1. Mendez swings and taps it off his leg inside the box. Strike two. 0-2 quickly on Mendez this season, playing his 87th game. He's hitting .260. Four homers, 35 driven in, the 0-2. He swings and lashes a grounder right to the second baseman, Valdez. Hop up to his belt, he gloves and throws to first to retire Mendez with the first out of the game. Arias, mostly a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup. Not a whole lot of swings and misses against Augusta. He'll sit 86-88, not a whole lot of velocity, but he makes it work. Here's Robert Moore, switch-hitting second baseman. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. Bats from the left side against the righty, Arias on the hill. Moore in his fifth game with the Mudcats is four for his first 18, the pitch. He swings and lofts it high in the air to shallow right. Acevedo in a couple of steps. Right fielder camps under it and puts it away for the second out here in the first. Five pitches, rather, and two outs for Harold Arias. So an expedient start for Arias, and now he has the first-round pick of the Brewers to contend with this season. Eric Brown Jr. stands in from the right side, hands held far away from his body. The pitch home. Breaking ball bounces out in front of the plate. Ball one. Shadows right now cover most of the diamonds, leaving just center field and specks of left and right and sunshine. Arias the rock and the pitch, and Brown swings, hits it high in the air out towards deep left. Prado back onto the warning track. He has room and puts it away for the final out here in the first. It's a 1-2-3 first inning for Harold Arias on seven pitches. On to the last of the first. Carolina nothing, Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Game Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Home half of the first, it's Carolina nothing, and the Shorebirds coming to bat against Alexander Corneal on the hill for the Mudcats. Corneal gets the start for Carolina. He's 7-7 with a 3.47 ERA. 21st appearance overall, his 18th start. He's on the bump. This is the defense. The manager, Victor Estevez, lines up behind him for Carolina. It's Luis Castillo in left, Jay Savina in center, Henry Mendez in right. Yadier Arenamo over at third, Eric Brown Jr. at short, Robert Moore at second, Jesus Chirinos at first, and Jose Cibrian does the catching. First pitch from Corneal to Luis Valdez misses high and away for ball one. Valdez leading it off as he always does for the Shorebirds, hitting 272. Switch hitter bats left and takes the 1-0 fastball outside, 2-0. Valdez 1-for-4 last night. OPS now at 694, leads the league in stolen bases, still at 58, the 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Corneal stands in, 6'2", 180 pounds. Third base out of the rubber, winds and fires the pitch, and Valdez fouls it back, 2-2. Out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, Corneal turning 21 in just about a week, August 22nd. His 2-2 to Valdez, and Luis sprays it back and out of play, up into the sweet level. Still 2-2. Valdez just two stolen bases here this week against Carolina. He's three away from setting the Shorebirds single-season record, 2-2. Breaking ball misses high and away for ball three. Corneal this season, 90 2/3 innings, that's sixth in the league, has walked just 48 and struck out 110, that's second most in the Carolina League. 3-2. Valdez swings. It's a soft number towards second. Moore charging in gloves. Gets rid of it quickly and retires Valdez at first for the first out here in the first. One up, one down for Alexander Corneal. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero sitting at 232 on the season, a 655 OPS. 8 homers and 38 driven in. First pitch home. Tries to lay off a fastball up and in, but he went around. Fastball for a good amount of run on it. Up and in for strike one. Right on right matchup, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses just up and away for ball one. Charlie Welland calling balls and strikes again. Jalen Goodman down the first baseline. If you remember back during the doubleheader on Thursday, Goodman took a pretty good shot to the face, the 1-1. Breaking ball is a called strike on the inside corner. Belt high, 1-2. So Goodman still just relatively under the weather, so to speak. Being cautious, having him out in the field. 1-2. Romero able to get a piece of it, scrapes it to the backstop. Still 1-2. Romero taps the plate, takes his stance, square from the right side, and now calls time and steps out. No score last of the first. No base runners yet for either side. Corneal the wind and the pitch. And Romero swings, pops it up. Down the first base line. First baseman Chirinos under it, straddling the line. Makes the catch in foul territory. High in the bag for the second out of the inning. Wind right now blowing in from center towards the left field corner. Like we said, otherwise just a stunning day and a stunning weekend for baseball. Lights starting to turn on with absolutely zero clouds overhead. Reed Trimble steps in, switch hitter bats left. Had yesterday off. First pitch, fastball on the inside corner, bell tie for strike one. Trimble 10 for his first 49 this season with the Shorebirds. Four doubles, four driven in. 0-1 pitch. This is down and in. 1-1. Infield plays Trimble to pull just a touch. Third baseman Arenamo off the line. 1-1. Trimble, a little defensive swing, shoots it out of play, third base side, 1-2. Cornille trying to match Arias with a 1-2-3 first of his own. Mudcats righty, winds and deals the 1-2. And Trimble the chopper out towards short on the third high hop. Brown Jr. has it, flings to first, and Trimble beats it. A stunning display, a hustle by Trimble, just legging it out down the line. And just beats the internal clock of Eric Brown Jr. at short. Brown Jr. decided to lay back and get that third high hop. And Trimble hustling out of the box from the left side. Smelled a base hit and got it. First base runner of the game is an infield single for Reed Trimble. That allows Isaac De Leon to hit. De Leon, two doubles last night, was 2-for-4. Scored once, and the first pitch laid on a fastball. Swings and misses. Strike one. Runner at first, two outs. Bottom of the first of a scoreless game. Cornille the stretch. Hands above the belt, the pitch. And the fastball misses outside for ball one. De Leon now over his past 18 games. Slashing 366, 436, 20. Hitting 234 in the season, a high watermark for him. The 1-1. Breaking ball loops in at the top of the zone. 1-2. 8 homers, 47 driven in. Leads the team in extra base hits now with 28. 19 doubles. 1-2 pitch. And De Leon, a chopper back in the middle on the left field side of the bag. The second baseman, Moorfields, throws on the run and gets De Leon at first. That is a heck of a play by Moore, waiting out to the left side of the diamond. Second baseman makes the play for the final out here in the first. On to the second. It's a scoreless game between the Mudcats and the Shorebirds here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments when so much to care and with so much to protect us. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Del Mar and Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second, it's a scoreless game between the Mudcats and the Shorebirds, with the Mudcats sitting here against Harold Arias. Luis Castillo leads it off, and the first pitch fastball misses outside for ball one. Arias set down the sign in order in the first, ground ball and two flyouts. Castillo, left-handed hitter, very wiggly from the box, and swings to the 1-0, breaks his bat on a soft liner into right for a base hit. And there's the first base runner of the game for the Mudcats. So Castillo, who had been having a quiet series, garners a base hit in his first AB today. And that brings up the center fielder, Jace Avina. Avina, the only hit in the game yesterday for the Mudcats, and thankfully it was a clean one. Line drive single to left. Right-handed batter, Arias, chest eyes set, the pitch home. Avina swings and misses for strike one. Shorebirds in their Orange Friday jerseys here on Saturday. Orange jersey, Shorebirds in black across the front, black numbers on the back. Arias is 0-1. This is down away, 1-1. And they go with the tricolored cap, orange on the back, white on the front, black bill with white pants and orange and black piping up the side of them. Mudcats in their alternate red jerseys here on the road. Mudcats in white across the front. 1-1. Avina swings, pops it up behind home. That'll get out of play. 1-2. So 1-2 on Avina. Crowns the plate from the right side. Pats from a good squad. Arias, couple looks at first, now deals home. And his breaking ball misses down and away. 2-2. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away for Avina. 6 for his first 24 with Carolina. His numbers coming into the week were far better. That was a very small sample size, though. 2-2. Fastball, can't get the call. Off the outside corner. 3-2. For his first two games, he had 3 homers and 6 driven in. So the Shorebirds have contained him. 14th round pick out of high school last year from Milwaukee. Man at first, nobody out. The 3-2 runner goes, and Avina hits it in the air, out of play. First base side. Count remains at 3-2, and back to first goes Luis Castillo. Castillo is 2-for-4, stealing bases this season. This more of a 3-2 hit-and-run kind of situation, though. Not a straight steal. 3-2 on Avina, top of the second, scoreless game. Arias set. Throws over to first, and Castillo belly flops back to the bag. Arias, crossfire set. Hands out high, the pitch, runner stays put, and Avina swings and misses. Fastball up in the zone. Arias gets him to chase. His first strikeout of the game, and there's one out here in the second. Brings up the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Chirinos, another right-handed batter. Hands held high, right on top of the plate. Arias' pitch, breaking ball, misses down and away. 1-0. One thing for Arias, his first start pointed it out, the 8 hits, although not ideal over 4 innings. He was at least pretty constantly in and around the strike zone, which for young pitchers can be a big problem. 1-0, Chirinos a hefty hack, fouls it back. 1-1. Chirinos on the season hitting .226. .661 OPS with 9 homers and 41 driven in. He had 2 RBI doubles back on Wednesday. And at first, 1-0. Long hold. Now the pitch. Runner goes from first. Chirinos takes down and away. It goes to the backstop. And up to second goes Castillo on the stolen base. Running on the pitch, so give him credit for his third swiped bag of the season. Chirinos now ahead in the count, 2-1. First scoring opportunity of the game for either side. 2-1 pitch. And Chirinos swings and misses. Fastball off the outer edge at just 86. But for whatever reason, Arias has been able to get a couple of good swings and misses on it here early. Two on its way. And Chirinos takes the fastball high. Counts full. 3-2. On deck, Hedbert Perez, the DH. 1-0, top of the second, the man at second. No score for now, the 3-2. And Chirinos belts it deep down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Just barely. Baseball was torched by Chirinos. 2 of his 9 homers this season have actually come against Delmarva, both in the series in Zebulon down in Carolina. And both of them came off of Connor Grady, who was happy to see that in the game that he pitched a couple of nights ago, Chirinos actually wasn't in the lineup. So still 3-2 on Chirinos. Castillo at second, one out. No score, top of the second. Arias down the hill to pitch, and the breaking ball never broke, hung high. And Chirinos walks here with one out in the second. Runners at first and second now, and still one away for the DH, Hedbert Perez. Perez hitting just 212, but 12 homers and 47 driven in. Left-handed batter playing this entire year, just 19 years old. First pitch home. He swings, hits it in the air out towards deep left center. Prado over towards the gap, left fielder under it. Ball tails back to him in relatively medium deep left, makes the catch. And there's two away here in the second. Flag out in center, relatively dormant for the moment, but when we have seen it blow, it's been coming in from center towards left. Looked like it knocked that baseball down a good deal. Two outs now, still two on. First and second for Yadier Arenamo. Right-handed hitting third baseman. First pitch home. Fastball off the outside corner. Ball one. Arenamo hitting 286 through eight games with the Mudcats. No homers, one driven in. One-oh delivery. Arenamo tried to check his swing, but fouls it off first base side. One and one. Arias had just a seven-pitch first inning, now about to throw his 20th pitch here of the second. Arenamo slightly open stance. Two on, two out, the pitch. And Arenamo shoots it by the first baseman, De Leon, and on into right, a base in. Around third, here comes Castillo. The throw from Acevedo is not in time. Just a hair up the third base line. And that allowed Castillo to maneuver around the tag and score the first run of the game. It's an RBI single for Yadier Arenamo. And the Mudcats take a 1-0 lead here in the second. Arenamo with his second RBI of the season. Chirinos only gets as far as second, so still first and second now for the nine-hole hitter, the catcher Jose Cibrian for the Mudcats. Cibrian hitting 243, two homers, 19 driven in the pitch. Fastball is down and away. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order on deck, that's Henry Mendez. Arias trying to stop the Mudcats' roll here. Two hits and a walk in the inning have Carolina up 1-0. The pitch. Cibrian swings a hard grounder up the middle. That sneaks into center, a base hit. Chugging around third. Here comes Chirinos. The throw goes to third. It gets by Romero. Kicks out the Shorebirds dugout. Breaking for the plate, Arenamo. There'll be no play. Romero picks it up, puts it in his back pocket. Standing at second, Chirinos. And the Mudcats take a 3-0 lead. Will be an RBI single for Cibrian, driving in one. And then Prado's error, the throwing error to third, allows Arenamo to score and make it 3-0. So a man at second, two outs, and it's now 3-0 Carolina. Henry Mendez the batter and the pitch. This is high. Ball one. One and oh on Mendez, who grounded to second his first time up. Arias' pitch. Mendez takes a breaking ball down the dirt, blocked by Willems halfway towards the mound. Staying at second, Cibrian. 2-0. Mendez made his return to the Mudcats lineup back on the 11th this week. Missed over about 10 days after leaving a game in Fayetteville after crashing with the outfield wall. Had to be taken to a local hospital, and thankfully he's okay. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Fastball, center cut. 2-1. And actually a similarly scary scene actually unfolded down in Fayetteville a couple of hours ago. The Astros' first-round pick, Drew Gilbert, out of Tennessee, had to be stretchered off the field for the Woodpeckers. 2-1 is outside for ball three after colliding with the outfield wall at Segra Park. So hopefully Gilbert will have as quick a recovery as Henry Mendez here. Mendez, a top 20 prospect in the Brewers system. Left-handed batter, the 3-1. It's outside ball four. And that's a third straight base runner here with two outs for the Mudcats. Three runs have scored. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Creed Willems. And Arias on the verge of 30 pitches here in the inning. Robert Moore, the next batter. Switch hitting second baseman, fly to right his first time up. RBI single for Arenamo, then Cibrian, an RBI single, plus an error, scored a run. Mendez walked, and now Moore trying to really stake it to the Shorebirds here in the second. And it looks like Carson King is about to get up and loose pretty quickly out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Arias ready to go, the pitch home. And it's a fastball, belt high, outside half, 0-1. Three of Moore's hits so far with the Mudcats have been doubles. Infield plays him to pull. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, a shade off the outside corner. 1-1. And Arias now at 36 pitches. This will be his 37th upcoming. His 30th of the inning. Ball and strike. Kick and the pitch. Moore swings and misses. Fastball in the outside corner. 1-2, and Arias a strike away from getting out of the inning. First and second, two outs. Three runs home for the Mudcats in the second. The righty comes set. Looks to second, now deals. And Moore takes a cold strike three. Breaking ball in the outside corner. Arias freezes Moore, and that does it for the Mudcats here in the second. Three straight two-out base runners, though, for the Mudcats help bring home three runs. On to the last of the second, it's the Mudcats 3 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Last of the second, it's now Carolina 3 and Delmarva nothing. Shorebirds with a bit of a hole to dig out of here after the Mudcats score 3 in the top of the second. 5-6-7 due up for Delmarva against Alexander Corneal. Worked around a two-out single from Reed Trimble in the first to throw a scoreless inning to start his night. Frederick Bencosme leads it off. Shortstop bats from the left side in the first pitch. It's a fastball down the middle for strike one. Bencosme, the leading active hitter on the Shorebirds at the moment, 341 average. The 0-1, this is high and away with the changeup, 1-1. Two homers, 21 driven in for Frederick. 852 OPS. Corneal, simple windup and the 1-1. Fastball on the inside corner, it's 1-2. Corneal hasn't allowed more than three earned runs in any of his past six outings. He's been on a pretty good roll as Ben Cosmay steps out, calls time. 4-0 over those six starts, 2.18 ERA, 33 innings total. 1-2. Ben Cosmay swings, lifts in the air to right center. Long run for Mendez. The right fielder has it sized up, though, and he puts it away in stride for the first out of the inning. Out towards right center. Didn't know if Mendez would get there in time, but a good read off the bat. He makes the play look pretty simple. And with one away, that brings up Elio Prado. Prado hitting 193, and the first pitch fastball from Corneal is a touch high. Ball one. One homer, 17 driven in for Prado. Right on right matchup, here's the pitch. And Prado takes a fastball over the outside corner. 1-1. Shorebird's down 3-0, last of the second. Nobody on for Prado, the pitch. He swings the breaking ball, it's a three-hopper to third. Arenamo down to a knee, snags it, throws to first wide. But Chirino's off the bag, applies the tag on Prado coming by. And that's the second out of the inning. Good job on both ends. Arenamo, the quick reactions over at third. And then Chirino's the presence of mind to know that he had enough time. Come off the bag, side saddle, apply the tag, and that's the second out of the inning. Two outs, nobody on for Creed Willems. The pitch home. Willems swings and misses for strike one. Willems doing the catching here tonight. 0-1 pitch. Willems foul tips it this time. Held on to by Cibrian. 0-2. Corneal looking for a brisk 1-2-3 second. Willems with back-to-back two-hit games. Now hitting 172 in 54 games played. 0-2. Fastball called, strike three on the inside corner. Willems down looking. Alexander Corneal, an expedient 1-2-3 second. On to the third, it's still the Mudcats 3 and the Shorebirds nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv, the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the third, it's the Mudcats 3 and the Shorebirds nothing. Early start for Carolina after being shut out in yesterday's game, held to just one hit. Three hits, three runs in the second for Carolina off of Harold Arias. Comes back out for the third. 3-4-5, two up. Eric Brown Jr. leads it off. Right on right matchup, the first pitch. Brown takes fastball down the middle for strike one. Brown flied out to deep left, his first time up. Arias the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Don't know how I missed this, but it happened not too long ago in the Orioles game. 1-1. Brown swings. It's a laser to third off the glove of Romero on a leaping stab. Goes to the left field corner. Prado cuts it off, but Brown around first, and he's into second with a stand-up double. That was nearly a sensational play by Romero at third, but just out of his reach. And it's a leadoff double for Eric Brown Jr. here in the third. Brings up the cleanup man, Luis Castillo. Castillo started off last inning with a broken bat single to right. Stole second and then scored with two outs. For Brown, by the way, that's his first double here with the Mudcats. Maria set. Here's the pitch. And Castillo chops it on the ground towards second. Valdez waits for it, scoops it up, throws to first, and retires Castillo on one pitch. Over to third goes Brown here with one out in the third. But what I was referencing from the Orioles game that somehow I overlooked or happened in the intervening 30 minutes since I mentioned the game during the pregame show is that the Orioles and the Rays got in a brawl. Or better way to put it, it's a benches-clearing scuffle. Infield comes in for the Shorebirds, man at third, one out. First pitch home. Jay Savina takes outside for ball one. Evidently what happened, it looked like Robinson Chirinos was batting against Pete Fairbanks, the reliever for the Rays, and Chirinos called time late. It was granted. Fairbanks eventually struck out Chirinos to end the inning. 1-0. Avina swings, chops it to third, coming home. Brown, Romero has him in a rundown. Romero throws the plate. Willems has it. Willems running. Brown back to third. Throws it to Ben Cosme. Ben Cosme throws it back to the plate. Romero applies the tag but drops the baseball. Brown Jr. knocked it out of his glove with his shoulder on the way by. He scores the run, ending at second is Avina. And it's 4-0 Mudcats. Romero trying to say that it wasn't just incidental contact that jarred the ball loose. He's trying to say that Brown shoved the ball out of Romero's glove. But that looked pretty clean to me. And the Shorebirds' rundown woes continue. Romero did the right thing from the outset. He looked straight at Brown, got him into the rundown, then threw to the plate, cut him off. Then the rundown went on way too long, and eventually Brown ends up scoring. So Avina ends up at second on what goes down as a fielder's choice. Here's Jesus Chirinos, and the pitch misses up and away for ball one. So a whole lot of action going on here, not just in St. Pete, but here in Salisbury. Now 4-0 Mudcats, top of the third. Avina at second, the 1-0 to Chirinos. This is down and away. 2-0. Chirinos walked and scored his first time up last inning. Chirinos takes down and in. Three balls, no strikes. Chirinos, a green light, fouls it back, a mean rip. Had a pitch to crush, too. Three balls, one strike. Anyways, back to the benches clearing incident in St. Petersburg. Pete Fairbanks didn't like that Robinson Chirinos called time, stepped out very late in his progression towards the plate. 3-1, Chirinos takes outside ball four, and he walks for the second time tonight. Eventually, Fairbanks struck out Chirinos, and as the inning ended, Fairbanks started chirping at Chirinos on their ways back to the dugouts. Chirinos took exception to it, and then everybody came out and had a conversation about it. Two on, one out. Here's Hedbert Perez. First pitch takes down and in. 1-0. Carson King, who had been throwing last inning for the Shorebirds in the bullpen, he's sat down. Arias now at 50 pitches here in the top of the third. And remember, he threw just 7 in the first inning. Perez flying to left his first time up. Wide open stance from the left side. The pitch home. This is down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Shorebirds now just trying to keep this game close here in the third. It's 4-0 Carolina already. The pitch. It's up and away, ball 3. And Arias doesn't seem to have too much feel to any of his pitches right now. Fell behind 3-0 on Chirinos, walked him. Now 3-0 on Perez. First and second, one out, the 3-0. Perez swinging away, fouls it back. 3-1. Heard an interesting discussion this week about 3-0 swinging versus not. It's becoming more of a trend, especially in minor league baseball, to give the green light 3-0. Get to the reason why in a moment. First 3-1 pitch to Hedbert Perez, and Perez swings and misses 3-2. Essentially, the drop-off between 3-0 and 3-1 is substantial enough that there is absolutely no reason you should ever take on 3-0. Unless, of course, obviously the pitch is not something you want to hit. 3-2 pitch. Perez rips it on the ground, just foul down the first base side. Still 3-2. Basically, with a 3-0 count, hitters who swing, get a pitch to hit, put it in play, are hitting 390 with an on-base percentage above that and a slugging percentage bordering on 700. 3-2 again. And Perez just gets a bit of it, fouls it back. Still 3-2. So giving yourself a stop sign 3-0 is really doing yourself a disservice, so might as well get comfortable doing it. The typical swing rate on a 3-0 pitch is only about 15%. You're just leaving so much meat on the bone if you don't swing 3-0. 3-2. It's high for ball 4, and after being ahead 3-0, Perez eventually works the walk off the 3-2 pitch. And the bases are loaded with one out. Brings up the third base, Yadier Arenado. RBI single, his first time up. Out of the Shorebirds dugout emerges the pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. Allow King enough time to get warm out in the bullpen, because this very may well be it for Harold Arias. Such a promising start, too. A 7-pitch first inning. Set down the side in order, but since then has given up as many walks as he has recorded outs. Walked 4 and gotten 4 outs since. So the meeting on the mound over. Bases are loaded. There's one out, top of the third. It's Carolina 4, Delmarva nothing. Yadier Arenado, right-handed batter, hitting 8th. Third baseman for the Mudcats stands in. The pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. Arenado jumps out of the way. 1-0. pitch. Breaking ball lifted out of play back in behind home. 1-1. Base is loaded, 1 out, top of the third. Infield back for the Shorebirds, playing for 2. 1-1 on Arenado. Kick and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, good block by Willems. Keeps the runners at bay. Although Arias now behind in the count, 2-1. On deck, Jose Cibrian. It was this part of the order that jump-started things with 2 outs last inning for the Mudcats. 2-1. Arenado takes way high for ball 3. And Arias now in danger of walking his third stray. Three balls and strike on Arenado. Here it comes. And Arenado swings and pops it up. Shallow right. Second baseman Valdez out. He gives way to Acevedo. Acevedo makes the catch. Not even bluffing from third of Vina. And the second down of the inning recorded. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but should Arias get out of this inning? Feels very similar to his first outing against Augusta. But he won't have the chance to get out of the inning. Out to grab him is the Shorebirds manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. And Carson King comes on in this tech net call to the bullpen and will try to strand the bases loaded. Pitching change here with two outs and the bases juiced. Carolina up 4-0 on the Birds. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bones. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Still in the top of the third, it's now Carolina 4 and Delmarva nothing. TechNet calls bullpen, brings on Carson King to replace Harold Arias. Sticky situation, bases loaded, two outs. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. So King replaces Arias after Harrell goes 2 2/3. Right now on the hook for 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. But he is responsible for each and every runner currently on base. Base is loaded, 2 outs, and Carson King will try to strand them all there. Carson making his third outing with the Shorebirds. 6'2", 270-pound righty. 3 innings, he's allowed 5 runs on 6 hits, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Faces Jose Cibrian, the catcher, hitting 9. King, the stretch and the pitch. Fastball is down the middle. Strike 1. Last time we saw Carson King was on August 6th, through 3 innings against Augusta. 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. King in that outing allowed a run on 4 hits over 3 innings against Augusta. Walked 2 and struck out 4. 1-1 on Cibrian. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Top of the third, the pitch. Fastball way outside. Ball 2. King, long black sleeves here on a mildly warm night. It will get relatively chilly by the time sun sets. 2-1 on King, the pitch. He fires a strike down the middle, belt high. Now 2-2 rather on Cibrian. King, the pitcher. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Base is loaded. Mudcats up 4-0. Top of the third, searching for more. 2-2 pitch. Cibrian takes a breaking ball down and in. And King on a knife's edge now. 3-2, 2 outs, base is loaded. King gets his sign, comes set. Runners take off, the 3-2, and the fastball's in the dirt, goes to the backstop, racing around third. Chirinos will throw on the brakes and stay there. Just a bases-loaded walk. Forces home a run. That's Avina who scores, and it's now 5-0 Carolina here in the top of the third. For a second there, it looked like Chirinos wanted to keep going around third, but he stopped. Would have been a massive swing of events. So charge that run on Harold Arias' line. Still active. Bases loaded, two outs. And the pitch to Henry Mendez. He swings, chops it towards second. On the short hop, Luis Valdez picks it, flips to first, and retires Mendez for the final out here in the third. Two runs come in, though, for the Mudcats as they end up stranding the bases loaded. Take a 5-0 lead into the last of the third here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, it's Carolina now 5 and Delmarva nothing. Could have been far worse in the top of the third for the Shorebirds as they strand the bases loaded. But still a 5-0 deficit here early, less than ideal. 8-9-1 due up for the Shorebirds. Steven Acevedo leads it off against Alexander Cornille. And the first pitch fastball is in there for a strike. Acevedo, the right fielder, playing for a third straight game, the 0-1. Takes fastball, bell tie for a called strike. It's 0-2. Acevedo hitting 175. One homer, 10 driven in. Cornille, the righty, struck out his first of the game to end the second, and now the 0-2 is up and in. Acevedo checked his swing. Able to hold up. 1-2. Cornille, the wind and the 1-2. Acevedo checks his swing again, fastball up and in. No appeal needed this time, though. Clearly held off. Counts level at 2. Acevedo leading off the bottom of the third. The rock and the pitch. Acevedo checked his swing again, but this time he went around, says the home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. Third straight high fastball. Acevedo tempted each time and finally pulled over the line. Third one for the first out here in the third. Brings up Roberto Martinez. DH batting ninth for the Shorebirds. Switch hitter bats left and the first pitch home. He swings and misses. Strike one. Shorebirds down 5-0. Bottom of the third, the pitch. Fastball up and in, nearly hits Martinez. Jumps back and out of the way. One ball, one strike. Martinez at a 244 average this season. Two homers, 16 driven in. 1-1. He swings and fouls it back and out of play. Ball and two strikes. Martinez was 0 for 3 last night. He DH'd then too. Base is empty for him. One out, bottom of the third. The pitch. Fastball sails high and away from Cornell. Two balls, two strikes. Shorebirds down 5 in the third. The 2-2. Martinez, a little half swing, foul tipped it. Held on to by Cibrian. Back-to-back strikeouts for Alexander Cornell here in the inning. He's actually punched out 3 in a row as well. Lineup flips to the top, and Luis Valdez. Valdez grounded to second his first time up. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball, letter high. Strike one. Switch hitter bats left. Cornell's 0-1. Valdez checks his swing, but it's a called strike anyways. On the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Cornell, Verge striking out the side, but Valdez steps out first. Trying to mess with Cornell's momentum here. 0-2 pitch. Fastball is high and away with Cornell falling off the mound down the first base side. Still one, or now rather, 1-2. Cornell in a rhythm, rocks and deals the pitch. And Valdez, a weak tapper up the first baseline. Cornell off the mound fields, flips underhand to first, just in time to retire Valdez and retire the Shorebirds in order here in the third. On to the fourth, it's the Mudcats 5 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, Shorebirds trailing the Mudcats 5-0. Carson King got the final out in third, did allow a run to score on a bases loaded walk. Stays on for the fourth. Robert Moore leads it off. He is 0 for 2. Actually, the only Mudcat yet to reach base. King, the righty from the stretch, fires home, and Moore, ground ball back up the middle. And the broadcaster's jinx is alive and well. Moore, a leadoff single here in the fourth, and now he's trying for two. Here's the throw, and Trimble right on top of him throws him out at second. Reed Trimble not nearly napping in center. Right on top of Robert Moore, saw him flying around first and threw him out easily at second. So as quickly as Moore was on base, he's wiped off, and there's one out here in the fourth. Second outfield assist of the season for Trimble. Too easy for him there. Now Eric Brown Jr. doubled his last time up. And the first pitch, fastball inside, and it just clipped him. Trying to spin out of the way, but it grazed his shoulder. And Brown Jr. aboard here with one out in the fourth. So a less than ideal start for Carson King here in the fourth. Back-to-back pitches, a single, now a hit batter. Although that only results in one base runner, thanks to Moore getting thrown out at second, trying to extend it into a double. Now Luis Castillo, he grounded to second his last time up. One for two, first pitch. On the outside corner, snap throw back to first, and back in with a dive is Brown. So 0-1 on Castillo. King a high set, the 0-1. Breaking ball, or fastball rather, finds the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Infield plays Castillo to pull to the right side. Brown held on at first by De Leon, the pitch. Fastball just a little down and away. Similar spot to the prior pitch. One and two on Castillo. Brown edges away from first. Here's the pitch. Brown's running, and the pitch hit hard on the ground to second. Valdez thought about throwing to second, but instead just goes to first. Retires Castillo. Brown save at second with a headlong dive. And him running saved Carolina from the potential double play there. Ball was scalded at Valdez at second. Would have been an easy double play. Instead, just the second out of the inning. Brown now at second, and he's out there for Jason Vina. Vina reached on a fielder's choice and scored his last time up. That was that rundown play between home and third. First pitch is low for ball one. Then ended when Eric Brown Jr. scored at the plate with Noel Romero having the ball jarred loose. And it has now been ruled an error on Romero. 1-0. Breaking ball misses down and in. Ball two. Not exactly our choice, but that's the call. Now trying to decipher whether or not that's still an earned run. Two and oh on Avena. Carolina five. Shorebirds nothing. Top of the fourth. King the pitch. And Avena swinging a miss. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Misses down and away. Three balls and a strike. On deck, Jesus Chirinos. Three-one pitch. Chirinos, or rather Avena, swings and misses. Hits 3-2. Top of the fourth, Mudcats already up five. 5-0 on the score line, 5-1 on the hit line. 3-2 pitch. Fastball is inside, ball four. Avena walks. And there's two on now with two out. Chance for Jesus Chirinos with two outs here in the inning. Despite scoring five runs already, Mudcats have also left on five base runners to this point. Two in the second, bases loaded in the third. Now first and second here, two outs, top of the fourth. Chirinos the hitter, he's walked twice, and the first pitch is down and away, goes to the backstop. Brown goes to third, he takes a wide turn, stops there though. Wild pitch puts runners at second and third. King, ball behind his back, leans in for the sign. Had much better second outing than he did first. His first one on the fourth against Augusta, the 1-0. Chirino swings in, hits it in the air, out towards right center, shallow. Trimble started back, now wades in. He's under it, and he puts it away to retire Chirinos. And end the inning, a scoreless frame for Carson King. He strands runners at second and third. On to the last of the fourth. It's still Carolina 5, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flower shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman from his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The last of the fourth, it's still Carolina 5 and Delmarva nothing. Carson King stranding runners at second and third in the top of the inning. Now Noelbert Romero leads it off against Alexander Corneal and fouls off the first pitch for strike one. 2-3-4 due up for the Shorebirds. Romero leading it off and takes a rip in the 0-1. Comes up empty. It's 0-2. Romero popped out to first his first time up. Just one base runner so far in the game for the Shorebirds. That was a Reed Trimble first inning infield single. 0-2, foul back and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Corneal has been dominant to this point. He struck out three, hasn't walked anybody. Romero calls time and backs out. Corneal, the righty, into his wind the pitch, and the breaking ball is nubbed down the third baseline. Foul. Still 0-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up on Romero. 0-2 pitch. Romero takes, just up and away. Ball and two strikes. One-two delivery. Romero reaches for the breaking ball and fouls it off third base side. Still alive at a ball and two strikes. Corneal the rock and the 1-2. Fastball up and in. Count levels at 2. Shorebirds down 5, last of the 4th. 3 in the 2nd for Carolina, 2 in the 3rd. 2-2 pitch, and Romero pops it up again down the first base line. Chirinos giving chase. First baseman under it over the shoulder is able to make the catch. Stabbing for it, just in fair territory and shallow right. First out of the inning. Shorebirds pitching held Carolina to just 3 base runners yesterday. A hit, a walk, and an error. But tonight, Carolina has made use of 5 hits. They've also received 6 walks, a couple of Shorebirds errors as well. Here's Reed Trimble, switch hitter, bats left. First pitch. Trimble breaks his bat on a grounder right to the third baseman, Arenamo. Wide of the bag, he fields or throws to first and retires Trimble for the second out of the inning.
Now batting the first baseman, number 17,
So Trimble, who had the Shorebirds first and so far only hit of the game back in the first on an infield single, not so lucky this time around. And with two outs, that brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon grounded to second his first time up. Shorebirds down 5, bottom of the fourth, the pitch. De Leon swings and hits a screwball back to the backstop. No balls, one strike. Right on right matchup, 0-1 pitch. And De Leon swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. No balls, two strikes. Corneal trying to make it now 10 in a row retired. His 0-2. De Leon swings and misses, down on strikes. Three pitches. Corneal sits him down. And Alexander Corneal is now retired. 10 in a row. On to the fifth. It's Carolina 5, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. Want so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, it's still the Mudcats 5 and the Shorebirds nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on a gorgeous Saturday night from Purdue Stadium. Carson King back to work for the Shorebirds. He's thrown an inning and a third scoreless now in place of Harold Urias. Hedbert Perez leads it off here in the fifth for the Mudcats. He swings to the first pitch and it's scoreless no more. A high drive to deep right, and that baseball is well out of here. Hedbert Perez, a first pitch missile out to right. Stops Carson King's scoreless outing on an inning and a third. 4-14 for Hedbert Perez. 105 off the bat. That baseball was torched. His 13th of the season. And it's 6-0 Carolina here in the top of the fifth. And a sense of equilibrium here in the series. A night after the Shorebirds won a hit and shut out the Mudcats. Carolina's offense has come back with a vengeance. First pitch to Yadier Arenado. Misses down and away for ball one. Sound off that bat was different. Whew. 1-0 pitch. Arenado takes high and away for ball one, or ball two, rather. Arenado 1-4-2 on the night. RBI single back in the second, came around to score. Now 6-0 Carolina. Top of the fifth, the pitch. Fastball misses low for ball three, and King now being a little skittish around the strike zone after giving up the solo blast. King the stretch and the 3-0. Fastball is down the middle. Three balls, one strike. Three-one pitch. Arenamo, a chopper, back up the middle in the third hop, shuffling to his left. Ben Cosme has it, throws wide of the bag at first, but De Leon able to receive off the base and retire Arenamo with a tag for the first out of the inning. Brings up the catcher, Jose Cibrian. Cibrian, one for one, an RBI single, as well as a bases-loaded walk, driven in two. He's had a really good series. Remember back on Tuesday, a couple of hits, including a homer, the pitch. Breaking ball is down the middle for strike one. Cibrian followed up that two-hit game back on Tuesday. The 0-1, he swings and pops it up down the first baseline into foul territory. And the first baseman, De Leon, rather, calling for it. And he puts it away for the second out of the inning. Cibrian also had another multi-hit game back in the resumption of Wednesday's game. Took us into Thursday. Lineup flips the top for Henry Mendez. He's 0-2. Walked back in the second. Left-handed batter. Two outs, nobody on. King's pitch. It's down the dirt. Ball one. Mendez takes up practically the whole box from the left side. The 1-0. He swings. It's a tapper up the first base side. Off the mound, the pitcher King has it. Flips to first just in time to get Mendez, as De Leon nearly lost the baseball. But he holds on to it, and the Mudcats retired here in the fifth. But Hedbert Perez takes the first pitch of the inning for a ride. A solo shot out to right. On to the last of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's Carolina now 6 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Halfway home, bottom half of the fifth. It's now Carolina 6 and Delmarva nothing. Home team at bat, trailing by 6 now in the first pitch to Frederick Ben-Cosme. His foul back for strike one. Alexander Corneal, a big reason for that, as Corneal, the Mudcats starter, has now retired 10 in a row. He's allowed just one base runner tonight, a 1. Ben-Cosme swings and misses over top a slider, boring down and in. Strike two. Ben Cosme fly to right his first time up. Corneal has allowed just an infield single to Reed Trimble in the first and retired 10 since. Ben Cosme calls time and steps out. Looks like Alejandro Mendez is loosening on the Shorebirds bullpen here. 0-2. Ben Cosme reaches for it, hits it the other way, down the line, that's in for a base hit, and one hops up against the wall in the left field corner. Ben Cosme around first, he is into second standing with a leadoff double. Real simple piece of hitting for Frederick Ben Cosme. Fastball up and away, guided it towards the left field corner. Two base hit. And Corneal's streak of 10 in a row retired is snapped. Brings up Elio Prado. Ben Cosme with his eighth double of the season. Prado, right-handed hitter, batting sixth tonight. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Prado grounded to third his first time up. Was a nice spiraling play by Arenamo over at third. Went down to a knee, spun around. A one pitch. Slider is outside. One ball, one strike. Cornell from the stretch, crossfire set. Looks to second, now the pitch. And the breaking ball is fouled back. A little bit of a hanger there from Cornell. One of the very few pitches that he's left either up in the strike zone or over the heart of the plate. So Prado now behind in the count, 1-2. Here's the pitch. And the fastball up and in spins him out of the box. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two on Elio Prado. Shorebirds down six, bottom half of the fifth. The pitch. Breaking ball misses high and in. 3-2. Shorebirds trying to make it three straight wins to take a series lead. Will need their biggest comeback of the season, though. Down by six here in the last of the fifth. 3-2 pitch, and Prado foul tips it. Held on to by Cibrian. Prado strikes out, and that's the first out here in the fifth. Five strikeouts in the game now for Cornell. One out and a man out at second after Ben Cosme's leadoff double. Creed Willems, the hitter, he struck out looking his first time up. Hoping stands from the left side of the pitch. Breaking ball misses up and away. Ball one. Ben Cosme leads away from second. Brown Jr., the shortstop, shadows him. The pitch. Change up in at the knees. 1-1. Cornell, a long look in. Gets his sign, straightens up. Looks to second, now the pitch. And Willems swings and pops it out of play. Left field side, it's a ball and two strikes. He's talking with Creed about D.L. Hall's debut today and what it's like being a prospect of stature, either in Creed's case thanks to signing bonuses or in Adley and D.L.'s case thanks to publications. 1-2. Breaking ball down and in, and that got Willems in the toe. Tried to jackknife out of the way, but still found his foot. He's hit by the pitch. And there's runners at first and second with one out. And Creed was mostly talking about just how Adley took it so much in stride, given everything that has been heaped upon his shoulders. And Creed said that out of anybody in this organization, Creed has learned the most from him. So it's cool to see the way the catching core comes together and that Creed learns from somebody who obviously has become one of the top catchers in baseball. First pitch to Steven Acevedo, misses outside for ball one. Shorebirds are down six here in the bottom half of the fifth. They bat with runners at first and second, one out. Steven Acevedo, the eight-hole hitter of the play, the right fielder. He struck out his first time up. The pitch home. He swings and misses. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch. Acevedo chases a bad one.
Fastball up and out of the zone. One ball, two strikes. Two on, one out. Corneal the stretch and the 1-2. And Acevedo swings and fouls it back just over our heads. On top of the press box roof, 1-2. It's crazy to think that we're getting down the wire as far as home games are concerned. Which, A, if you want to come out to the game, out to a game, better buy your tickets now at theshorebirds.com. And B, we haven't had a foul ball up in the booth yet this season. 1-2. Acevedo swings and sends it just to our left on top of the roof again. Still 1-2. Last year we had a couple, and I botched both of them. So I'm hoping for redemption. Shorebirds haven't given it to me yet. Haven't been repentant enough yet, I guess. 1-2. Acevedo flares it down the right field line. That's a foul ball. Off the end of the bat. Slicing down the line. Just couldn't keep it fair. Almost dunked it in for a base hit. So still 1-2. At the very least, the Shorebirds with this inning have probably knocked Corneal out of the game. He's at 75 pitches now. Righty looks in for the sign. It's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing, bottom of the 5th. 1-2 again. And Acevedo swings and misses. Down on strikes, Corneal. Absolutely pumped up on the mound, but that's not the final out of the inning. Unleashed a primal scream. I mean, like, final out of the World Series hyped up. It was just a second out here in the 5th of an August single-A baseball game. And he still has Roberto Martinez to get through. His 6th strikeout of the game, though. 2 on, 2 out, of the pitch to Martinez. He swings and misses for strike 1. Oh, 1. Martinez takes outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Martinez, the Shorebirds DH, struck out his first time up. Corneal's gone 6 of them tonight. He threw 6 innings and allowed 2 runs against the Shorebirds back on July the 16th. His first and only outing against them this season. The 1-1. Martinez can't get a swing off on the breaking ball in the outside corner. 1-2. Leadoff double, strikeout, a hit batter. Another strikeout, now Martinez on the ropes, down the count 1-2. Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing, bottom of the 5th. Shorebirds batting. Down a bundle, now Martinez calls time and steps out. Martinez has done a lot of his damage extra base hits-wise against the Mudcats this season. 6 of his 11 doubles. One, two. Martinez takes a fastball down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the way that Alejandro Mendez is now warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen, I'm thinking that he's going to come on for the 6th. How many will the Shorebirds be down is the only question. Corneal steps off. Ben Cosme at second, Willems at first. 2 outs, bottom 5. Martinez at the plate, Corneal set on the mound. And the 2-2. Martinez takes a called strike 3. Breaking ball outside corner. Can't pull the trigger. Back-to-back strikeouts for Corneal here in the 5th. He strands 2 aboard. And after 5 complete, it's Carolina 6 and Delmarva nothing. On to the 6th here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Rappa Scrapple and Greensboro Brand Scrapple. On Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. Buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the sixth, it's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing. TechNet called the bullpen kicks off this inning. Alejandro Mendez takes over for Carson King. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. First pitch from Alejandro Mendez to Robert Moore, and this is up and away for ball one. Moore switch hitter bats left against the stocky righty Alejandro Mendez. 6'5", 254 in the 1-0 pitch. This is down and in. Ball two. Moore 1-for-2 today. Singled his last time up but didn't spend long in the bases as he was thrown out trying to extend that single into a double. Mendez crossfire set, the 2-0. Fastball sails high and away. Ball three. Mudcats, 6 runs on 6 hits. No errors. Shorebirds, no runs, 2 hits and 2 errors. Mendez is 3-0. Fastball up and in forces Moore to spin out of the way. And Mendez walks him on 4 pitches. Mendez making his 21st appearance of the season. No record, an 8.37 ERA. 33 and a third innings, he's now walked 36 and struck out 34. 37 hits. 21 years old out of San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. First pitch to Eric Brown Jr. is a fastball down the middle for strike one. Oh, 1. Brown swings and chops it foul down the third baseline. No balls, 2 strikes. Take a more thorough look at Birdland here. We had mentioned the Orioles and the Rays earlier. Baltimore ended up losing to Tampa Bay 8-2. D.L. Hall's debut, don't expect him to be starting again. Word on the street is he'll be working out of the bullpen for the foreseeable future as the Orioles watch his innings. 0-2. Brown takes high and away, a ball and 2 strikes. Bowie playing a scheduled doubleheader at Akron. Dropped game 1, 3-2 in extra innings. The third time this week that Bowie's been walked off on by the Rubber Ducks. Man at first, nobody out, the 1-2, and Brown takes up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Game 2 just got started. Top of the first, Bowie technically the home team in game 2, despite playing in Akron. Scoreless game for the moment. But Akron with men at the corners and nobody out. 2-2 pitch. Brown swings and misses, chased a fastball outside. Mendez strikes him out for the first out here in the sixth. So one gone, that brings up Luis Castillo, a left-handed batter. Right now it looks like there's nobody up out in the Mudcats bullpen, so perhaps Alexander Cornille is coming back out for the sixth. Pitch to Luis Castillo, misses low for ball one. It's already final from Hudson Valley. It's a 6 p.m. first pitch, but still, Renegades defeat the Ironbirds 3-1. Daryl Hernandez, though, his fourth homer of the season. Alex Pham, back up at high A after a rehab assignment down in the FCL, took the loss. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner to Castillo, 1-1. Norfolk trails Rochester 3-1. That's in the bottom of the sixth from Rochester. 1-1. Castillo swings, barrels it up, right center field. Trimble on the run, and the center fielder gets there for the second out of the inning. Luckily, that ball might sneak in up the right center seam, but Trimble able to put it away for the second out of the inning. Brings up the center fielder, Jace Avina. Avina 0-for-1, has struck out, reached on fielder's choice, and walked. Scored a run as well. Man at first, two outs. Mendez the stretch and the pitch. And the breaking ball down and away. Hits off the heel of Willems' mitt. Pops straight up in the air, and Moore takes second on the wild pitch. Fastball tails back onto the outside corner. One ball, one strike. The pitch. This is down and away. Two balls, one strike. Last time we saw Mendez was last week against Augusta. He pitched twice in that series. Took a blown save as he allowed four runs, three earned on the fourth. That was the game the Shorebirds lost 10-7. 2-1 pitch. Heater is low for ball three, and then he threw last Sunday. 2 1/3, allowed five unearned runs. Four of them on Mekhi Backstrom's back-breaking ninth inning grand slam. 3-1 on Avina. Moore now out at second, the pitch, and Avina fouls it back. Three balls, two strikes. Three, two. And Avina hits it in the air out towards right field. Acevedo freezes, it's right at him. Gets underneath it and puts it away for the final out here in the sixth. Alejandro Mendez works around a leadoff walk and throws a scoreless inning. On to the last of the sixth, it's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com, Fan Zone, and click on the Shorebirds 2020 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2020 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away in 4-4. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember.
packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Shorebirds still being shut out. Problem with the sixth. It's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing. Alexander Cornille comes back out for the sixth. Looked like he might be done after five. From five scoreless innings, seven strikeouts, but his pitch count in the mid-80s right now. Already is loosening out in the Mudcats bullpen, but Cornille has the sixth for now. And his first pitch is cut on and missed by Luis Valdez. Strike one. Cornille now at 82 pitches, faces the top of the order for the Shorebirds. The 0-1. Misses high and away, one ball, one strike. As we said, coming into this outing, Cornille hadn't allowed more than three earns in any of his past six outings. 1-1. Breaking ball, misses high and away. One ball, one strike. He has also done more than five innings in each of those outings as well, including in half of them going 6-1. Valdez swings and pops it back and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Valdez is 0-2. He's grounded to second and grounded back to Cornille on the mound. Break-even pitch. Valdez swings and misses, chased high and away. Third straight strikeout for Cornille, and he's punched out 8 tonight. Also now has 11 and a third consecutive scoreless innings. Threw six shutout his last time out against Kannapolis. So he is on a roll. Here's Noelbert Romero, right on right matchup in the first pitch. Breaking ball flips in, heart of the plate. Strike one. 6-0 Carolina, bottom of the sixth, the 0-1. Romero swings and fouls it back and off the facade of the press box and back down. 0-2. It's his first career quality start his last time out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Four straight strikeouts for Cornille. He's up to 9. And there's two away here in the sixth. Brings up Reed Trimble. Trimble, the only one of two hits in the game for the Shorebirds. Infield single back in the first, swings to the first pitch and grounds it to the backstop for strike one. Shorebirds trail the Mudcats 6-0 here in the last of the sixth. Cornille has struck out 4 in a row, punched out 9 total in the game. His 0-1 to Trimble. Reed swings and misses, it's quickly 0-2. Trimble gets back in the box, calls time. Cornille trying to presumably end his night with a fifth straight strikeout, his 10th of the game, the 0-2. And Trimble fouls it back. Still 0-2. Reed, switch hitter, bats left. Two outs, nobody on. And now Cornille will get a new baseball out on the mound. As the home plate umpire Charlie Welling says that Cornille went to his mouth, so scratch that ball, get him a pearl. 0-2, still on Trimble. Cornille the rock and the 0-2. And Trimble swings and misses, down on strikes. Cornille, his fifth straight strikeout, gives him 10 in the game, and he's fired 6 shutout innings. Again, 12 straight scoreless frames for Alexander Cornille. On to the seventh, it's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
you're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, it's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing. Alejandro Mendez, he threw a scoreless sixth, stays on for the seventh. Jesus Chirinos leads it off against him, and the first pitch, fastball, is called strike at the knees, inside corner, 0-1. Take our first look of the day at the out-of-town scoreboard for the Carolina League. A couple of finals already, 0-1. Fastball, this is inside, 1-1. Chirinos 0-1 tonight, he's walked twice. Down East wrapped up a win over Fayetteville 6-4. They scored six runs in the sixth inning as part of that win. 1-1. Chirino swings and dribbles into the Shorebirds dugout third base side. One ball, two strikes. Other final, Lynchburg-Charleston. Game one of their doubleheader. Lynchburg 9, Charleston 1. Will Dion, his seventh win of the season. Game two of that doubleheader, it's Charleston 11, Lynchburg 8, going to the top of the seventh. Salem and Kannapolis are on the top of the eighth right now. Salem shutting out the Cannonballers 5-0. Top of the ninth from Fredericksburg. Augusta absolutely thrashing the Fred Nats. It's 12-2 Green Jackets, top of the ninth. 1-2. Chirinos takes a breaking ball down and away. Two balls, two strikes. And Columbia and Myrtle Beach, it's the Fireflies 4 and the Pelicans 3. That's going to the last of the ninth. Fireflies need three more outs to secure the victory. 2-2. Chirinos, it's a hard grounder back up the middle and into center for a base hit. His first hit of the day. And second straight inning for Mendez out of the bullpen, where he gives up a leadoff base runner. Brings up Hedbert Perez. Perez, solo homer his last time on. Brought home the most recent run of the game for the Mudcats. It's a bomb off the second set of ads out in right field. First pitch. Perez takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Here from Salisbury, it's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing. Top of the 7th, 0-1. Perez swings and foul tips it, held onto by Willems. It's 0-2. Michele Vasilotti is warming out in the Mudcats bullpen. So it looks like finally Corneal will be done after 6. 0-2. Perez can't lay off, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Willems. Perez down on strikes. And that's the first out here in the seventh. Chirinos stays at first. Second strikeout for Mendez here in the game. Brings up Yadier Arenamo. Arenamo 1-for-3. RBI single back in the second. The first pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Mudcats scored three times in the second, two times in the third, and one more time in the fifth. 1-0. Arenamo takes outside for ball two. really haven't needed all that run support for Alexander Corneal, who has now authored 12 straight scoreless innings, struck out 10 tonight. 2-0. Arenamo, a chopper towards third. Romero has it, throws to second. Valdez dropped it, picked it up, and maintains it for the fielder's choice. Safe at first on the play is Arenamo on what probably should have been a 5-4-3 double play. Just a fielder's choice. Shorebird's lucky that didn't turn into an error for Valdez, because Torino's on his slide to second came up short trying to get out of the way of the potential double play. And had he actually slid into the bag, because Valdez dropped it, he would have been safe. So here's Jose Cibrian on the nine-hole hitter. First pitch slider is into the knees for strike one. Arenamo at first, two outs, top of the seventh. Mudcats 6, Shorebirds nothing. Mendez set above the belt the pitch. And the breaking ball misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Cibrian 1-for-2. He's driven in two today. The pitch. Swings and pokes it out of play over top the first base dugout. One ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. Cibrian swings and misses. Fastball inside. Mendez blows it by him and strikes him out to retire the side here in the seventh. Second straight inning, Mendez allows the leadoff base runner, then retires three in a row to post a scoreless inning. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. It's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Hope you had a good stretch. On to the last of the seventh, it's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing. Isaac DeLeon leads it off against Michele Vassalotti. Now on the mound for the Mudcats on this TechNet called the bullpen. Vassalotti replacing Alexander Corneal. Vassalotti set of the belt and the pitch home. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball two. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. 2-0 pitch. De Leon swings and misses. Chased a bad one down low. 2-1. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. De Leon 0 for 2 tonight. Fasilodi, the stretch with nobody on, and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in at the knees. It's 2-2. Cornille leaves in line for the win. He's now thrown 12 straight scoreless innings, his second straight quality start. Six shutout innings. He struck out 10, allowed just 2 hits, and didn't walk anybody. The pitch. Fastball is fired straight to the backstop. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 4, 5, and 6 for the Shorebirds to greet Fasilotti, making his 29th appearance of the season. He is 9-2 with a 2.58 ERA. 6'2", 180-pound righty. His 3-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed. De Leon sitting fastball. Waves away at the breaking pitch. He's down on strikes, and that now is 6 straight. Shorebirds batter set down on strikes. And the past 9 outs recorded by the Mudcats have now all been by the strikeout. One out, nobody on. That brings up Frederick Benkosme. He was the last Shorebirds base runner when he doubled to lead off the 5th. Swings the first pitch and grounds it out towards 2nd. Robert Moore, a shuffle step to his left, fields and throws to 1st. To retire Benkosme, and there's quickly 2 outs here in the 7th. Brings up Elio Prado. Fasilotti in 38 and a third innings has struck out 48 and walked 17. He pitched earlier this week and actually picked up the win, throwing 1 inning. Prado 0 for 2. Fasilotti the stretch and the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball 1. Fasilotti out of Valencia, Venezuela, facing a fellow countryman in Elio Prado out of Caracas, Venezuela. 1-0 pitch. Prado swings and misses. 1 ball, 1 strike. Mudcats 6, Shorebirds nothing, bottom half of the 7th. Shorebirds, who had won 2 games in a row, now find themselves on the flip side of a shutout bid for the Mudcats. 1-1. Breaking ball is low, 2-1. Shorebirds shut out and won a hit the Mudcats last night, 2-0. Now tonight, Shorebirds just 2 hits, no runs. Mudcats lead it by 6. The pitch. Prado swings and drills it out towards deep left center. Avina on the run. The center fielder gets there and puts it away for the final out here in the 7th. Even when the Shorebirds barrel something up, nothing to show for it. So they go down in order here in the 7th. On to the 8th. It's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To take in your next Shorebirds game in style, enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Top of the 8th, it's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing. Sam Jelinek with you, and it's now Hugo Beltran on the mound for the Shorebirds on this technet called the bullpen. Beltran replaces Mendez, and a reminder, get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop.
Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Mendez goes two scoreless innings, allows two base runners, a hit and a walk, strikes out three. Throwing two scoreless frames, the Shorebirds bullpen cobbling things together here today. And before the inning starts, and is that on Beltran or on Mendez? Looks like it's on Hugo. Ball one. Or is it? So 1-0 on Mendez to begin the inning, an automatic ball. Beltran's first official pitch misses low for ball two. Top of the order for the Mudcats against the new arm. Check that, it's 1-0. Mendez swings the pitch, hits it high in the air out to deep left. Prado going back on the warning track. He's able to put it away for the first out of the inning. So evidently the pitch clock violation was waved off, so that's that. One out here on the top of the eighth. Brings up Robert Moore. Beltran, the Shorebirds' leader in appearances. Hugo coming on for the 27th time this season. First pitch to Robert Moore. He swings and lofts it out to straightaway center. Trimble in a couple of steps. He's under it. He makes the catch for the second out here in the eighth. Couple of pitches, couple of outs for Hugo Beltran. Hugo 4-5 with a 2.72 ERA this season. 6 foot, 190-pound righty. 36 and a third innings, he struck out 34 and walked 16. Eric Brown Jr. now the batter. He is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. First pitch home. Brown swings and drills it. Deep left center. Trimble on the run. In the gap. Reaches out. It's over his head. And one hops up against the wall. Left fielder Prado tracks it down. Brown around second. He's trying for three. The relay throw won't come. And it's a stand-up triple for Eric Brown Jr. That was nearly a phenomenal grab by Reed Trimble. That one left center. But just out of the reach of his outstretched arm. And Brown Jr. with now a second extra base hit tonight, a two-out triple. Mudcats lead 6-0, top of the eighth. Now Brown at third, two outs, and the cleanup man, Luis Castillo, bats. Left-handed batter. Beltran from belt the pitch. And the fastball misses outside for ball one. Eighth hit of the game for the Mudcats. Shorebirds have just two. Hugo readies up. Here's his 1-0. Castillo swings, hits a chopper out to second. On the third hop, Valdez gloves, throws to first. It retires Castillo to retire the side here in the eighth. Hugo works around the two-out triple. On to the last of the eighth. Shorebirds need some runs. It's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose the available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, it's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing. Creed Willems leads it off for the Shorebirds against Michele Vasilotti, who threw a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen in the seventh. His first pitch changeup floats down and away to Willems for ball one. Creed 0 for 1. Has struck out and been hit by a pitch. 1-0 pitch. Willems takes a little high. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Willems. Vasilotti, the stretch with nobody on base. Here's the pitch. And Willems takes low for ball three. Between Vasilotti and Cornell, past 10, or rather 8 Shorebirds batters have been set down. The last hit was Ben Cozme leading off the fifth. The last base runner was Willems himself. The 3-0, Willems swinging away, pops it up down the third baseline. In comes the third baseman, Arenamo, and he puts it away with one hand for the first out here in the eighth. That brings up Stephen Acevedo. Acevedo 0-2 has struck out twice. So 9 straight retired between Cornell and Vasilotti. Vasilotti deals to Acevedo and misses inside for ball one. Acevedo has struck out twice tonight. 1-0 pitch. Fastball doesn't get the call off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. Series finale tomorrow at 5:05. Davy Cruz is back on the mound for the Shorebirds. 2-0. Swung on and fouled off the catcher, Cibrian, right off his chest. And that seemed to get him pretty good. Out comes both the manager and the trainer for the Mudcats. Cibrian immediately grabs the towel, and I think that actually got him up and under his chin. Yeah, that seemed to nick him on the underside of the chin. Actually scrap a little bit of skin off. I think he's bleeding. So Cibrian taking a towel to his face, just trying to repair himself. Looks like he'll stay in the game. He'll take one practice pitch from Vasilotti just to make sure. And everything seems to be in order for Cibrian, so he stays in the game. It's 2 balls and a strike on Acevedo. 1 out, bottom of the eighth. And now the Mudcats athletic trainer actually taking a little bit of gauze. The underside of Cibrian's chin where he got nicked. So Cibrian good to go. He's a trooper. 2-1 on Acevedo. 1 out, bottom eight. Vasilotti back to work. Righty side of the belt. Lifts the leg. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo, a chopper down the third baseline. Hits off the bag. Third baseman Arenamo stays with it and throws to first. And retires Acevedo for the second out of the inning. That's a tricky play for Yadier Arenamo. Could have very easily let that slide under him as the ball skittered off the top of the third base bag. Stayed down on him, but he went down with it. 2 outs, nobody on, and that brings up Roberto Martinez. Martinez 0-2. He struck out twice. Switch hitter bats left, swings at the first pitch and misses. Strike one. 2 outs, bottom eight. It's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing. Day after the Shorebirds shut out the Mudcats. 0-1. Martinez takes outside for ball one. The Mudcats giving the Shorebirds a taste of their own medicine. 1-1 pitch. And Martinez gets drilled on the back of the leg. Breaking ball that Vasilotti tried to go down and in with. And just got him on the back of the leg. So the streak ends at 10 batters in a row retired by Mudcats pitching. And lineup flips to the top now for Luis Valdez, who's 0 for 3 today. And the dream of him potentially setting the Shorebirds single season record for stolen bases here at home is very quickly fading. He needs 3 here over the next game plus. First pitch. Valdez takes a fastball on the outside corner. Strike 1. Nobody holding on Martinez at first. A little strange here in a 6-run game. 0-1. Valdez takes down in the dirt. 1-1. Valdez swings through a good off-speed pitch, darting down. 1-2. Carolina, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Shorebirds, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors. They trail here in the last of the 8th. Valdez stands in, calls time, steps back out. One-two pitch. Valdez takes a breaking ball inside, forces him to jump out of the way. 2-2, and now a lefty getting loose out in the Mudcats bullpen, or just about to start getting loose. Leone De La Cruz, who took the loss in game 2 of the doubleheader back on Thursday. 2-2 pitch. Valdez takes just down and away. Vasilotti hopping off the mound, thought he had strike 3. Instead, Martinez from first now gets a head jump. Full count, 2 outs. Mudcats lead the Shorebirds by 6, last the 8th. Runner goes, and the 3-2 to Valdez. He swings and grounds it back towards the mound. Skitters by Vasilotti. Moore fields at second and throws to first just in time to retire Valdez, with Chirino scampering back to the bag, able to hold a toe on the base. And Valdez retired to end the inning. Does it for the Shorebirds here in the 8th. On to the 9th. It's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Is this the little moments where we show how much we care? So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the 9th, it's the Mudcats 6 and the Shorebirds nothing. Chase Avina leads it off for the Mudcats against Hugo Beltran. Righty fires home, and the first pitch breaking ball misses up and in. Ball 1. Avina so far tonight 0 for 3, reached on a fielder's choice and scored back in the 3rd. Mudcats 3 outs away from a 2-hit shutout of the Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch. Avina takes a fastball on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. And unless the Shorebirds have an absolutely massive comeback in store in the ninth, Mudcats will take a 3-2 series lead into the finale tomorrow. 1-1. Breaking ball down the way. 2-1. They'll actually be playing out the same way the series in Zebulon ended up going. Shorebird trailed 3-2 going into the series finale and then won the finale going into the break. 2-1 on Avina. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, and that nicked Avina. And another hit batter. Second hit batter for the Shorebirds tonight. Well, the Shorebirds themselves in the plate have been hit a couple of times. Nobody's been hit hard, but it's been rather inconvenient. Man at first, nobody out, and Jesus Chirinos the hitter. He's 1-for-2. He's walked twice and singled. Right-handed batter. Belcher on the set and the pitch. Breaking ball is down the middle for strike one. Avina not being held on over at first. De Leon plays behind him. Beltran's pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball chest high. Chirino swings through it. 0-2. After Harold Arias, the starter, lasted just 2 2/3 today, Shorebird's bullpen has been very solid to this point. 0-2. Chirino swings, rolls it over the bag at third. Back of it, Romero fields in the backhand, throws across the diamond, and retires Chirinos with a very fine play for the first out of the inning. That is not easy for Noelbert Romero. Just trying to see if that ball stayed fair. And then gathering himself and firing a strike across. One gone here in the ninth. Up to second goes Avina. But after Arias, that's now 5 2/3 innings of one-run baseball for the Shorebirds bullpen. And even for Arias, he allowed 5 runs, only 2 earned, though. First pitch to Hedberg Perez is on the outside corner for strike one. Perez drove in the most recent run of this game, a solo homer leading off the top of the fifth. Since then, it's been zilch. Avina at second, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away. 1-1. And Willems goes out to the mound to chat with Beltran, trying to get on the same page. So a quick meeting. Now back to the action. 1-1 on Perez was his 13th homer of the season for the Mudcats. 1-1. Fastball misses outside. 2-1. Leone De La Cruz still throwing out the Mudcats bullpen. Looks like he'll come on to pitch the bottom of the ninth. Beltran set just above the belt. Leg kick the pitch. This is signed away with a fastball. 3-1. On deck, Yadier Arenamo. The pitch. Mendez swings, hits it in the air towards the left. Prado, a couple steps to his left, gets under it, and the left fielder makes the play for the second out of the inning. So leaves it up to Yadier Arenamo here in the ninth for the Mudcats. Arenamo 1-for-4, RBI single back in the second, drove home the first run of the game. Since then, the Mudcats have added 5 more and lead it 6-0. First pitch. Breaking ball misses inside for 1. right-on-right matchup. Beltre on the kick and the pitch. Fastball is center cut. Called strike. When we go to the last of the ninth, it'll be 2-3-4 due up for the Shorebirds. Trying to start some sort of epic rally. 1-1. Arenamo swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt. And Beltran a strike away from stranding a runner out at second. That's Avina, who was hit by a pitch to start the inning, went to second on a ground ball and still stuck out there. One-two pitch. Arenamo reaches for it and punches it out of play. Down the first base side. One ball, two strikes. One-two again. And Arenamo hits a grounder right to the second baseman, Valdez. Vacuums it up, throws to first, and retires Arenamo for the final out here in the ninth. On to the last of the ninth. Shorebirds need six to tie, seven to win it. It's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth, it's Carolina 6, Delmarva nothing. Shorebirds in a big rally. They'll have to try to do it against Leone De La Cruz for the Mudcats, replacing Michele Vasilotti on this tech net called the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Pro repair shop near you. First pitch to Noelbert Romero. His foul back and out of play for strike one. 2-3-4 for the Shorebirds against the Southpaw De La Cruz. He took the loss back on game two Thursday. Gave up a couple of runs in that sixth inning. The game-winning hit, actually, he conceded to Noelbert Romero. 0-1 breaking ball is low, 1-1. Southpaw, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds. He's 24 years old. Fourth appearance, 0-1 with a 4.76 ERA. The 1-1, Romero swings and fouls it back. One ball, two strikes. Romero 0-3 tonight, and the Shorebirds have had base runners very few and far between. 1-2. Romero takes a heater up and in. One ball, two strikes. Just two hits. Haven't drawn a walk. They have been hit by two pitches as well. Four base runners total tonight, the pitch. Romero swings and fouls it back. Still alive at 2-2. De La Cruz, third base side of the rubber, into his wind the pitch. And Romero has to move out of the way of a fastball inside. Three balls, two strikes. Romero steps back in, calls time. Readjust the batting gloves, now digs in. Three balls, two strikes, leading off the ninth. Here's the pitch. And Romero takes down and in, ball four. And it's the first walk issued by the Mudcats pitching staff tonight. So Romero aboard to start the ninth, and that brings up Reed Trimble. Reed, the first hit of the game for the Shorebirds, back in the first, an infield single. Switch hitter flips around to the right side for the first time tonight. Taylor Crew set the lefty's pitch, and Trimble swings and pops it up. Shallow right field, second baseman Moore racing out. He's calling for it, and it drops in. Romero takes off for second. Here's the throw, and it's in time. Moore able to recover and throw out Romero at second on the fielder's choice. That's really hard for Noelber Romero. So hard to tell whether or not that's going to drop in. And if Moore makes that catch and Romero's too far towards second, he's getting doubled off of first easily. So it's all about the cost-benefit analysis. And unfortunately for the Shorebirds, they got burned. So one out, Trimble now at first, and Isaac De Leon the hitter. First pitch. De Leon takes a breaking ball down and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. De Leon hits it in the air towards right center. Long run for Mendez. The right fielder tracks it down, though, in the alley for the second out here in the ninth. And the Shorebirds down to their final out on the verge of getting shut out one day after they did the same to Carolina. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Mudcats. No runs, two hits, two errors for the Shorebirds tonight. Frederick Bencozme, the batter, doubled back in fifth. Trimble not being held on over at first anymore. Left-on-left matchup. And the first pitch. Bencozme chops it foul down the first base side. 0-1. Breaking ball misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Kicking the pitch. Bencozme takes a called strike two. And the Shorebirds down to their final strike here tonight. Mudcats scoring early and often. Three in the second, two in the fifth. And now their pitching staff trying to combine on a three or two hit shutout. But first, Bencozme calls time with two strikes, steps out. Shorebird threw a one hit shutout last night. Mudcats trying to return the favor tonight with a two hitter. 1-2 on Bencozme. De La Cruz the pitch, and Bencozme waves away at a breaking ball outside. De La Cruz strikes him out, and that's the ball game. Shorebirds get shut out here on Saturday night, 6-0 the final, as three Carolina Mudcats combine on the two-hit shutout. And the final score tonight, Carolina Mudcats 6, and the Delmarva Shorebirds 0. One game after the Shorebirds combine for a one-hit shutout, the Mudcats go ahead and throw a two-hit shutout the very next day. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with tumbles and a recap on the post-game show. Your final score here tonight, it's the Carolina Mudcats 6 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 0. Post-game show to follow. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds getting shut out by the Carolina Mudcats by a final score of 6-0 here on Saturday night, a day after Shorebirds shut out Mudcats themselves on just one hit. So, tough day for the Shorebirds here at the office. Let's go ahead and break down how this one happened for the Mudcats. It was pretty early and often after Harold Arias retired the side in the first inning with two outs in the second, back-to-back RBI singles combined with an error on one of those plays allowed three runs to score, and the Mudcats led it 3-0 after two innings. You got here Arenamo and Jose Cibrian, the RBI knocks. In the third, Arias continued to get knocked around. A leadoff double, a ground ball, a fielder's choice, allowed a run to score. Back-to-back walks, loaded the bases, and then Arias left with the bases loaded and two outs. Carson King then walked in a run before getting out of the jam, but the Shorebirds trailed 5-0. Mudcats added just one more run the rest of the way, a solo homer for Hedbert Perez in the fifth. And that's all that the Carolina pitching staff would need. Alexander Cornell, Michele Vasilotti, and Leone De La Cruz combining on a two-hit shutout. Cornell ending his night by striking out the final five that he faced. So he's now gone 12 straight scoreless innings and back-to-back quality starts of six innings apiece. Final line score in this one for the Mudcats. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They strand 11. Delmarva, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors. They strand 5. Alexander Cornell picks up the win. He improves to 8-7. 6 shutout innings, allows just 2 hits, no walks, and strikes out 10. Harold Arias takes his second straight loss. Goes 2 2/3 innings, allows 5 runs, 2 earned on 4 hits, 4 walks, and strikes out 2. No save required here in tonight's game. Started at 7:05, finished at 9:32. Time of game, 2 hours and 27 minutes. And we have not received attendance yet, but we'll report that to you once we have it. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 36-70 on the season. They are 15-26 here in the second half. Now 17-35 at home, and their two-game winning streak comes to an end. The Mudcats, they improved to 55-52, 21-20 in the second half. Gain a game on the Fred Nats, who actually lost earlier tonight, so they're just now 4.5 back. And the Mudcats now 22-31 on the road, and their two-game losing streak comes to an end. Speaking of those Fred Nats, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. First up, the Carolina League. Down East defeats Fayetteville 6-4, Columbia 4-3 winner over Myrtle Beach, Augusta thrashes Fredericksburg 12-2, Salem a 7-0 shutout of Kannapolis, and Charleston, they split with Lynchburg, their twin bill. River Dogs take game 2, 11-8. Lynchburg took game 1, 9-1. Birdland scores now. O's lose down in Tampa, 8-2. Rubber game tomorrow at 1:10 from Tropicana Field. Around the rest of Birdland minor league side, Akron and Bowie in their doubleheader. Akron took game 1, walk-off winner in 9 innings, 3-2. Akron leads in game 2 right now, 4-0. That's in the bottom of the fourth. Aberdeen loses to Hudson Valley 3-1, and Norfolk lost to Rochester 5-1. So unless Bowie comes back, it'll be a system shutdown here today with everybody getting swept. Those are your scores from all the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow, the series finale, and the finale of this 12-game homestand. Shorebirds will send Davy Cruz to the mound again against Fernando Olguin on the mound for the Mudcats. Davy Cruz 1-1 with a 3.51 ERA. Fernando Olguin 2-2 with a 5.29 ERA here this season. 5:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at about 4:50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. One final time, your final score tonight is the Carolina Mudcats 6 and the Delmarva Shorebirds nothing. Shorebirds bats didn't come to play, unfortunately, just two hits. One game after the Shorebirds threw a one-hit shutout against the Mudcats, Carolina returns the favor. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.